Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing? Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you so much for joining here. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
That's right.
Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. Stay with us for the next hours. We're going to talk about the mission, purpose, and the benefits of joining us at an annual event that we call the Married for Life Walk.
That's right. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around the walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better. So before we get started, we always want to share our fun fact. And today, in honor of Women's History Month, we're going to share a fascinating fact about women's history.
Okay.
So approximately 14% of active members in the U.S. Armed Forces today are women.
Okay.
And in 1950, women comprised less than 2% of the U.S. military. So today, you know, women play an active role in serving, although it may seem like a small number, it's really actually a large number when you look at the increase in the percentage.
Wow. Okay.
So they play an active role in serving the country through military service. But many years in the past, some women would disguise themselves as men in order to gain access to the battlefield. And one example that I would like to talk about is Kathy Williams, who was the first African-American woman and only female Buffalo soldier to serve in the U.S. Army. She was posing as a man named William Cathy to enlist in the 38th Infantry in 1866. And she served for 2 years before a doctor discovered that she was a female, leading to her discharge. But just think about the lengths that they would go to, you know, to serve, you know, our country.
Man, and to fight for
Our country. And to fight for our country because, it was many when I was researching. It was quite a few women who actually did that. But, you know, she was the first African-American woman and the only one to serve as the Buffalo soldier.
Wow. That makes me think about, and for those who don't know, you know, I'm a Navy veteran myself. And so that makes me wonder about if she had kids or like if they really could say, what that would be like today to say my great-great-grandmother served and she wanted to fight so bad for what she believed in this country that she had to pose as a man.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds like a movie right there.
I know, right? Because I was Googling. No one has done it. I couldn't find where anyone had done a movie on her, but that really would be a movie.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, this is my first time hearing this. With Rena, you know, she be doing her research and doing those things. So so I'm just like you all. This is my first time hearing it. And of course, me being a veteran, and I remember being, when I was in the Navy, I remember when women wasn't allowed to serve on aircraft carriers in the United States Navy. So I remember the very first time we had a woman on the aircraft carrier and she walking down the passageway or through the hallway. We call them passageways on the ship. She literally had security. And, you know, we would just smell the perfume. You know, you on the ship, you ain't smelling no perfume. We're like, what you doing, man? We don't smell perfume on the ship. But while seeing her actually being a woman, just thinking about showering, all of these things that she had to do just because she wanted to fight with them Buffalo soldiers. Wow, that's major. Man, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Good research right there. Yeah, you got me on that one. That was a fun fact. That was really a nice fun fact right there. Can't do it without our women.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Y'all need us.
Oh, most definitely.
So today we're going to, you know, get into our discussion about the Married for Life Walk.
Right.
You know, its mission, purpose, benefits, and how it came to fruition. Mm-hmm. You know, many people hear about the annual Married for Life Walk, but not really understand what it's all about. Our slogan is, for the Married for Life Walk is never let go of the hand that you are holding. Mm-hmm. And this is important because marriage is a journey of learning about each other while we're growing through the challenges and the tests to get to a place of deeper love and just complete unity. Mm-hmm. So, but while you and your spouse are on this journey, it's just natural, you know, to want to just be left alone and sometimes choose to disconnect from one another physically and emotionally. So this is the foundation of the annual Married for Life Walk that's held each year right here in Atlanta, Georgia. The goal is to bring like-minded couples together, mm-hmm. to educate, empower, and encourage them to remember that they can overcome those challenges and keep their marriage and family together. And I would like to say before we get into, mm-hmm. like, you know, how the walk really came about, the Married for Life Walk is an initiative of our nonprofit organization, Healing Hearts, Healing Homes. And it advocates for the importance of professional marriage coaching and counseling. And our vision at Healing Hearts, Healing Homes is to heal, educate, and empower families and communities mentally and emotionally through professional coaching, counseling, workshops, seminars, and community initiatives such as the Married for Life Walk.
Wow. Yeah, so that's something we wanted to talk about today. We know we got our event coming up, the Married for Life Walk here in Atlanta, April 22nd, 23rd, which this is our fifth year. But a lot of people, you know, they hear about it and then they just say, oh, man, it's just a walk. And then some people, once they find out or they come and they like, no, it's just not just a walk. And so we really just kind of wanted to talk about the Married for Life Walk and not even just being about the Married for Life Walk, but also how this can even be powerful, this principle, even in your relationship, yeah. in your marriage.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, you know, we're going to share a little bit about, mm-hmm. you know, the mission and just really how it came about.
Right.
So basically, I would like for you to share, Martez, about how it came about. You start off with that.
Well, so basically, for those who don't know Wadrina and our story, this is your first time. We were actually overcoming infidelity in our marriage, and we were fighting for our marriage, and both of us being strong in our Christian faith and, you know, love for God, it was really like God just came to me in a vision, and the Spirit of the Lord just was saying to me, gave me instructions to, you know, hold Adrena's hand and walk with her every day, but just talking about good things, talking about things that I believe that God had promised us in our marriage and things that we were going to do. And so then that's how it started. I just mm-hmm. started walking with her and just holding the hand. And by us doing that each day,
yeah.
you know, and me being obedient to what God had put in my heart to do, you know, it's like our marriage began to reignite and we began to reconnect. And so we were actually marriage ministry leaders there at a church there in Chesapeake, Virginia. And that's when actually I was like, you know what, not just holding my wife's hand, mm-hmm. but I actually want to use this same principle that God had given me to help other couples to know the importance of walking and holding hands. But I didn't know it was going to become as big as it was. But like all the things that we do, which we're going to talk about at the Married for Life Walk, it was really God inspired, because mm-hmm. I tell people I'm really not a creative thinker. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just one of those people that I will say, you know, I'll pray and God will give me something, drop a mm-hmm. thought in my mind. And I'm just one of those people that has the faith to go through it and just really see it manifested. But so the things that we do at the Married for Life Walk, those are all things that God put in my heart to do, mm-hmm. because this event is not something that we went and saw somewhere and said, oh, now let's do it here. No, it was just like God just said, this is what I would like for you to mm-hmm. do. And it was during a time of a whole lot of pressure in our life. Remember,
yeah.
we're fighting to overcome infidelity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody who's dealt with something painful in your relationship, in your marriage, infidelity is probably one of the most painful
yeah.
to overcome. So while we're at this very painful place, mm-hmm. God says, I have purpose and I got a promise connected to it. Mm-hmm. And this is how the Merit for Life walk was birthed. Mm-hmm. It was birthed through pain, mm-hmm. but through that pain, God had a message for us. And the message was remind couples and let them know, never let go of the hand you're holding. And with God, there is a scripture that says all things are possible. Mm-hmm. And we really do believe, you know, in your marriage and when you're fighting for your marriage, mm-hmm. all things are possible with God, yeah. but you still need to remember you need one another.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, from us doing this, we learned that there was a special bond created between the two of us as we took that time to, you know, to walk and hold hands and talk. You know, it just helped to increase our, you know, our marital bond, increase mm-hmm. our intimacy with one another, mm-hmm. you know, our trust. It just really helped to restore our trust. It just really, you know, did wonders in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so that's really, you know, one of the main purposes of it is to mm-hmm. just make sure that we are strengthening, you know, the marital bond between mm-hmm. couples. And so I do want to say that.
Oh, yeah, about the nonprofit.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, I mentioned it earlier that it's an initiative of our nonprofit, mm-hmm. but the mission is to strengthen the bond is to serve God by helping married couples mm-hmm. to strengthen the bond of marriage by promoting the powerful biblical principle of walking in unity with God throughout the marriage journey. Right. You know, and that's mm-hmm. important because we like to remind couples that, yes, there's nothing that you can't overcome mm-hmm. when you're committed to God and one another and do the work. Because right. like I tell people, it's still going to be work. But when you have God and one another, when you have a spiritual core, you know, that's going to help you all to increase your bond. It's going to help to strengthen you.
Right. Because, you know, one of the things, you know, I don't know what everybody believes. But when mm-hmm. you think about marriage, you actually realize there is some sort of a biblical or spiritual connection to that. Mm-hmm. Because other than that, most people, you connect marriage to God. Mm-hmm. That's why you either have the priest doing it or the pastor or mm-hmm. who the clergy yep. or whoever you mm-hmm. may do. You know, and so for us, you know, marriage is connected to God. Mm-hmm. And so what we tell everybody, you know, couples that we work with and even at the walk, it's vitally important to have a connection and have a purpose that's greater than the love that you and your partner share. Mm-hmm. Because you need something that if we're not centered on just how we feel, mm-hmm. we need to have something that centers us on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And that's good. So we got to get ready to take a break here. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on the mission, purpose, and benefits of the Married for Life Walk.
And we love for you to join us.
That's right.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back, and you're listening Welcome to the back. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We're going to take a few more minutes to continue to talk about the vision, the mission, the purpose of the walk. Then we want to just share some fun things that we also do at the walk also for you, but here we go.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about the mission, and so then we're going to move into like the purpose lane. We kind of touched on a little bit of the purpose before the break. You know, if you our motto or our slogan is to never let go of the hand that you are holding. So our purpose is to encourage couples to never let go of the hand you are holding, to remind them to slow down and walk together as a reminder that, like we said earlier, there's no challenge in life that you cannot conquer or overcome if you remain committed to God and one another and doing the work, like we said.
Right. So it's important, Madrina,
to slow down. Okay.
All right. There you go. Woosah. All right.
I know I won't talk too fast.
I'm just saying. You got to slow down. So we want you all to understand again, you know, how everybody wants to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to work out, you know, and all of us are, you know, we're doing our things, but, you know, it's very important. And one of the things, you know, we want to encourage couples, not only when you're coming here to the walk, but even in your relationship, you know, if the weather is not nice and you have to go to a mall, you know, normally you should look at, you know, I guess because this is what my kids say to us now, you know, we 50, we over 50 years old and they, you know, you normally see the old people holding hands. Well, it's not just for old people. It's actually for all people. Everybody can just know, you know what? Because there's power in connection. Mm-hmm. So we really do want you to know, you know, of course, stay healthy and walking is really good for the body. It's really good for the mind. But when you are walking, holding hands, we don't want it to be a workout. We just really want it to be something where it's more about just connecting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're just here and we're just connected with one another and just remembering how blessed we are to be able to do this with one another and walk with each other and just keep that connection. So we do, you know, we do want you to just kind of slow down a little bit when you do that and enjoy those, the nice scenery. And what I tell everybody is, it doesn't cost any money.
Yeah.
If you're really looking for an inexpensive date, you can get you a good beverage. You can get you a nice snack. Don't cost too much and just say, I really wanted to spend this time with you just walking, talking, and holding hands and thinking about our love and just thinking about things we're going to do. I'm telling you, I don't know of any woman who's not going to love the fact that you took the time away from the dog, from sports, from all the other things you have to do, from making money to just say right now, I want to invest into you.
Yeah.
That's what the walk is about.
Yes, exactly. And then, like you said, when we're reminding couples to take these walks, you have to make sure your conversations are not about the stressors that you all may be dealing with, you know, in your marriage, you know, in at work.
The kids, with the kids problems.
We're not going to talk about that. Yeah. We want to just talk about us, our love for one another, our future, you know, future goals and just things about us and our relationship, because it's bonding for us when we're taking those walks. So we don't want to bring that stress and pressure, you know, into it, because it's it's supposed to be for our emotional connection.
Right. And deeper levels of things that you're planning for in the future and just deeper levels of just understanding the joy that one another brings and that you bring into your life. And that's important. You know, it really is.
Yeah. And then when, you know, and when people come out to the Married for Life walk, they see the benefit of it, you know, because, you know, we can talk about it all day, but if you don't take the time to actually do it yourself, when you come to the walk, it gives you an opportunity to experience firsthand what we're talking about. Like, oh, wow. You know, because many couples leave like, wow, that was just awesome. Right. You know, because some people never really just thought about that.
Right.
I do realize now, though, and I guess I'm more conscious of it now because this is something that we do. But when I go out and stuff to the mall, I do notice I see more people, more couples holding hands.
Yeah, that is true.
I see a lot. I notice that now that a lot of couples do.
Even
hold
the millennials.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all ages. It'd be all couples holding hands, you know, because we just want to do that. And, you know, with the walk also, you know, a purpose of it is to just equip couples with practical tools that they can use in their relationship to build their emotional intimacy with one another and to strengthen their marital bond. So not only do we have the walk, but like we said, it's an event. So right. when you come out, we have words of, we have testimonies from other couples.
Right.
We have words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. We have couples that, you know, we have some couples that, well, we have speakers
right.
that'll provide like tools mm-hmm. and give you information. And that's even, that's the morning of the walk.
Right.
And this year we're adding Friday evening, which is going to give us time to have some fun time,
but real conversation.
But exactly before mm-hmm. the fun time, we're going to have some real conversations just around love and relationships.
Mm-hmm. And that's very important. Mm-hmm. And we just love to keep things practical because
mm-hmm.
it's one thing to come and, you know, but you really can't really make things apply to your daily way of thinking, mm-hmm. the daily way of learning and growing together. But doing the Married for Life Walk weekend, this is something where it's like, everything is practical.
Yeah.
And one of the things with Dreena and I love doing with other people is being transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to have other couples that are going to be transparent because mm-hmm. there's no need to just have somebody that just wants to be paid to talk to you or just mm-hmm. paid to say these things because that's what they're paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing, you have people that realize this is something from my heart.
Yeah.
You know what? I hopefully what I'm saying could help encourage you.
Yeah.
And so you know, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Encouragement, empowerment,
yeah.
education. And, you know, like we're saying also, and having fun.
Yeah.
Because we do realize, you know, you got to laugh in marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to laugh. Well, Dreena and I have been married for over mm-hmm. 30 years. She's been with me since I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to laugh because just the fact that she would be with me since I was 18 years old. For people who know what mm-hmm. that means, you already want to laugh just, oh my gosh. You know, like everybody say, I can't imagine being with somebody for over 30 years. That right there makes you laugh within itself. When you think about Lord.
Yeah, we do hear that. People do say that. So, yeah. So you got to keep it fun. You got to keep it light. And, you know, you got to make sure you have fun, but you got to enjoy the person you're with in order to have fun with them.
That's
why we like to have couples that come out and just make sure that they're increasing, you know, doing the things to increase that marital bond and that emotional intimacy with one another.
Yeah, and that's important.
And that's very mm-hmm. important. And at the walk, we also take time to just reaffirm. We have couples mm-hmm. we do an exercise where couples are reaffirm their love for one another. Mm-hmm. We have a forgiveness. Forgiveness moment and talk about forgiveness and just letting go of things.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's important because you know, my love language is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, you know, it's just, you know, affirmations are really powerful. I'm one mm-hmm. of those people that, you know, I have my affirmations that I say every day is
mm-hmm.
I believe words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be surprised the number of people over the years
mm-hmm.
that have told us, you know what, my husband and I, or my wife and I, haven't said these things and done these things in years with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But coming here, just hearing my husband just remind me of our relationship
mm-hmm.
and tell me how important that is. And, you know, just mm-hmm. feel that connection. It just meant so much to them. And
mm-hmm.
then the forgiveness piece, you know, sometimes people are carrying a lot of different baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so it's just good when you are hearing other people that actually say how important it is to forgive,
mm-hmm.
how important it is to let these things go.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that type of environment where there's a spirit of forgiveness, there's a mm-hmm. spirit of healing, because again, like we say, this event is connected to the heart of God. There's no other way to say that. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have music and dancing, and we're going to do all this stuff. But Saturday morning of the walk event, it's about a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
So you're in an environment of just grace and forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and love. And so when you're in that environment and it begins to just kind of overtake
mm-hmm.
whatever mood, whatever thoughts you are having, and you're just realizing your pride or your ego in this environment, this is not the place for it, because this is a place to be healed. This is a place to move forward. And so when you see people sometimes having those type of breaks in their relationship, mm-hmm. it really touches your heart. But that's what this experience and this movement and the walk is about, really is about just bringing that into people's lives.
Oh yeah, exactly. Because for us, that's what it did for us. Yeah, exactly. You know, that was the catalyst to our healing. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, like I tell people, we did much more than that. It takes a lot of work when you're healing from infidelity or healing from any type of brokenness in your relationship, mm-hmm. but that was the catalyst to our healing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course, prayer and our relationship with God and just the tools and everything, mm-hmm. just practical tools and the changes that we needed to make within ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, that was a part of it too. And another thing with the Married for Life Wall, of course, what who we are and what we do, mm-hmm. we advocate for the importance of professional coaching and counseling, right. you know, in not only in helping you to overcome challenges and mm-hmm. helping you with maintenance, but for prevention. Mm-hmm. You know, we really advocate for couples to make sure that they have premarital counseling or coaching mm-hmm. before they get married, because it's so important to go in with these tools, to go in with this knowledge, instead of getting down the road and it's like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's very good, you know, to go in with this. So we advocate for the importance of that. Yeah.
And I'm not sure we'll have a chance to do it, but we'll definitely finish talking about it if, you know, when we come back from the break. But when we talk about the importance of marriage coaching and counseling, we had actually did a podcast on understanding the role of the comforter, mm-hmm. counseling and coaching. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, I would highly recommend you go back and listen to it. It was, I don't know the date, but when you can find it, it's called the Understanding the Role mm-hmm. of the Comforter, Counseling and Coaching. Mm-hmm. And so we always talk about that because it's definitely important to have God in your life, but you don't want to become one of those people in a marriage where you simply say, well, we just pray and leave it to God. Well, there's a whole lot of those people that be in divorce court, but they said they was going to pray and leave it to God. So right. that's why I say, so what we're going to do, we also going to just kind of mention that a little bit again, too, when we come back about, you know, praying, but also coaching and counseling, because again, that's vitally important.
It's vitally important.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing the purpose, mission, and benefits of the Married for Life Walk. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with us. If you're interested in working with Martez or myself or both of us, you can connect with us by visiting our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net and on Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. Instagram at Coach Martez. I'm at Wadrina Layton. Twitter at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. Mm-hmm. And since we've been talking about the Married for Life Walk, you can find out more about the Married for Life Walk at Married for Life, the number four, Married, the number four, lifewalk.com mm-hmm. or at Married, the number four, Life Walk on Facebook or IG mm-hmm. and M4L Walk on Twitter. So let's get back into the discussion. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, well, we discussed the mission and the purpose of it, but in the purpose, we were talking about the importance of, you know, coaching, counseling, and having, you know, making sure you have your God at the center. Mm-hmm. And so you wanted to talk more on bringing.
Well, no, I was just saying again, you know, because a lot of times what people think in marriage, because, you know, this was with Dreena and I years ago, you know, you would just assume, you know, me praying for my marriage is, you know, that's just going to do it. Or, you know, me just, you know, us just talking, you know, but you actually do need to do some things from the coaching and the counseling aspect, which really makes a difference also in your marriage.
Yeah.
So we don't want it to just be one of those things where, of course, we believe in the power of prayer, but we also understand the importance of counseling and coaching.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's the tools that, you know, we believe that God also uses to really help to mature and help to learn and help to understand. So that's why we really be wanting to make that really something that we really want to make people feel like, you know, talking to a counselor, talking to a coach about your relationship is never something negative.
Right.
It's never something that's not good. In actuality, it's like what I tell most of the men that come to the walk, whether it's your car, whether it's your SUV, or whether it's your truck. If you had your vehicle for 10 years, you never had an oil change, you never rotated your tires, you never had any of your things checked out or no maintenance done, how is that vehicle going to run? You know, most of them say it's going to run horrible. And so I just simply ask, how is it that you expect your relationship to be running well, but you haven't had any maintenance in your relationship? So at the walk, when people come, and we have people that come from all over the country to this event, you know, that's something I want them to hear. You know, don't risk your pride, or don't risk ignorance and not knowing, you know what? We're not going to talk to somebody because we got problems. We're going to talk to somebody how to maximize and how to prevent. Because you don't necessarily go to the dentist because you got a toothache.
Right. It's prevention.
It's prevention. You're going to go to the dentist twice a year, every 6 months for your checkup.
Right.
There's nothing really wrong, but you're going in there for prevention.
Yeah.
For prevention. But when we look at our relationship or we look at our marriage, we like, nah, I'm good with that. You know, but
we're not good with that.
And that's one of the things that we really want to remind couples, because you'll think you're good. But see, the difference between you and your car has those lights that'll pop up and say check engine or check this. And in a relationship, if you haven't learned and really understand what symbols your spouse may be speaking to you that you may not be aware of, then, you know, you keep doing those things and you end up getting in trouble. And at the Married for Life walk, no, we want this to be a walk that you are doing for life. So it's not temporary. It's not just, well, unless you do this, then I'm going to stop walking with you. No, we want to be married for life.
That's
so I just
want
to say that.
So we want to be equipped with the tools that we need to make sure that we're married for life.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly.
We want to see the couples that we see in 2017. We saw in 2018. We saw in 2019. We saw in 2020. Now here it is, 2022. We're seeing them again because we did it virtually because of COVID. So it's been 2 years
since we've been in person.
Yeah, because in 2020,
we had to cancel it.
And then 2021,
we did it
virtual.
No, we did it virtual in
2020,
and we just didn't do it in 2020.
In 2021, because we were waiting to come back together. Right. So now that we're coming back together, no, man, we want to see everybody still together, still holding hands, and still standing for marriage.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, and it's a lot of benefits,
you know,
from taking the time and holding hands and walking and talking with your spouse. You know, it's time, like we said, for you to just have meaningful, uninterrupted discussions, building your friendship and your intimacy with one another. So that's one thing we just want to make sure that you know, this is one of those tools. Like, it's many tools that, you know, in your relationship that you can use to help to strengthen your bond with, you know, with your partner. But one thing we do know, this is a way for you all to just really have those meaningful, uninterrupted conversations, because a lot of times we don't take the time to do that,
right.
You know, but this is one of those times which you could just say, yeah, let's just go take a walk. Mm-hmm. And we know on this walk, we're just going to walk and talk. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to have anybody interrupting us. We're going to leave our, well, we can bring our phones, but we're going to make an agreement not to answer our phones, not to be looking at our phones.
But you got
to
have it just in case.
Because we're giving each other our undivided attention. And, you know, from years of couples coming, you know, we hear testimonies from couples that have attended in years past, just about how inspiring the event was for them and how it just made such a huge impact in their relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we just hear so much from people saying, oh my gosh, it was awesome. The tools, the information that you all provided were so practical and so helpful in our relationship. And, you know, and that's really what it's all about. That's what we want to do, encourage and impact marriages for life. Yeah.
And then I have to apologize, because I know we've always been trying to get those videos done of the testimonials, but the one year the sound wasn't good. So yeah, we're really going to do a better job so we can actually, you know, because we get the emails but we be really wanting people to hear from people themselves. So I know this year we are going to really try to make sure to have it to where, you know, that space is there for them to give testimonies and stuff like that, so people can really hear.
Because we do want to make sure that other people can hear, you know, what other couples are saying.
Because I remember the first year we did it, we was actually there on the radio, which was on a nationally syndicated show. Mm-hmm. And actually, we got to talk about Ronnie and Shamar too.
Yep,
and we got to talk about our marriage ambassadors and vision partners that we have. But actually, Ronnie DeVoe was on one of the radio stations with Tom Joyner. Mm-hmm. And actually, I remember a lady heard the show in Miami. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're in Atlanta. And she was just like, when I heard him talking, I just really felt like me and my husband needed to be a part of this event. And she say, yep, that weekend we flew here. So last time we had it, it was like 12 different states represented people that come to Atlanta from over 12 different states. And then I forgot to say, when we say it's a movement, we've actually been to Chicago.
Yeah.
We were going to go to Virginia, which is my wife's home there in the Hampton Roads area. But then the hurricane, which we'll never forget because it was her mom's name. It was Hurricane Florence. And we was like, you know, it was like Hurricane Florence was like, nope, you can't come this time. You know what I'm saying? But we was going to Virginia, and it is our goal and our mission, a vision rather, to actually go to different states, different cities around the country, just, you know, meeting in the community with other community leaders and other community partners to actually bring the couples together and just really still have that Married for Life Walk movement experience there in that city too. Because I do understand everybody can't come to Atlanta, but
and that's good. And so, you know, in talking about the benefits, you know, that made me think about when you said that, you know, taking the movement around, because holding hands symbolizes unity and agreement. So if you see two people agreeing in unity or making a stand together, you know, one of the things that they're doing a lot of times is holding one another's hands. And when you think about, you know, with the Married for Life Walk, since it's couples, we walk holding hands. But you have so many walks around this country benefiting different, whether it's autism, cancer, lupus, mental health. We have so many walks that we do throughout the country because we're all coming together for a cause. And so for us, we're coming together for marriage. You know, our cause is marriage and staying together. And so we're fighting for the family, because we know that if we can keep that family together, then we're going to be able to have healthier children and healthier communities. So our goal is to reach that mother and that father and make sure that they're on one accord and they're in unity and agreement with one another.
And that's what we always say, you know, the Married for Life Walk. You know, that's for the couples, But in actuality, it's not just for the couples. Mm-hmm. It's actually for families. It's actually for communities. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, to understand what that means to a child, yeah. to see my mom and dad really make it. And then once you get older,
yeah.
you realize all the things they've had to go through. Because I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
When you've been married for over 20 years, mm-hmm. you've had to overcome some challenges
yeah.
to really stay together with the person for that long. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You've had to go through some challenges. And to mm-hmm. be together that long, but actually be in love,
yes.
actually happy. Be passionate mm-hmm. about seeing the person to where when they walk in the room, your heart lights up, or, you know, you're like, man, I'm so glad to yeah. see him. I'm, yeah. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, your spouse walks in there, you're like, oh,
can he come again?
I got to see him when I go home. I got to see him now. He's like, oh, give me a
yes,
break.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? But
yes.
we want you to be passionate. And again, that's what we do at the Married for Life Walk. And that's why we want to have some fun included with that time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have to get away from the normal yeah. routine of things. And when they come, we want you to laugh. We want you to have fun. We want you to have a good time and still be impacted and just understand, man, never let go of the hand. And you looking at that person saying, I love you.
Yes.
And I want to be here with you until I leave this earth. And that's a powerful statement.
No, that is. That's a powerful statement. And so we just want to just remind couples about that. And when we come back, we just going to wrap up and talk about, you know, what to expect. We kind of mm-hmm. been talking about it and then talk about our vision partners
yeah, yeah,
and everything.
We got to talk about teams.
And just, you know, just continue to invite you all out to join us for our
looking
fifth
forward to you joining us.
Life Walk. So you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lachin Show. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on the Married for Life Walk.
Enjoy the music.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Lachin.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lachin Show, where we talk about understanding love, accepting truth, changing your perspective. But today we're talking about our fifth annual Married for Life Walk event, which is going to be there in Atlanta. Well, here in Atlanta, Georgia, April 22nd and 23rd. So we're just still talking about the Married for Life Walk and just giving people an understanding of what happens during the walk, and why we just say it's not just the walk, it's a movement, and it's an experience
yes.
when you come to remember what you've actually experienced while you was there at the Married for Life Walk weekend experience this year.
Yes.
And so we were just going to start back off again because, you know, we've talked about ourselves mm-hmm. being the founders and the visionary mm-hmm. for the walk, but we didn't tell you about our wonderful vision partners and marriage ambassadors, Ronnie DeVoe, New Edition, and his lovely wife, Shamari DeVoe, of the group formerly Black, and all the other things that she's acted on and things she's done and singing mm-hmm. and acting, you know. So we just really just tell people, you know, they were really like divinely sent
mm-hmm.
because we don't normally talk about people that we've worked with because of client confidentiality. But the only reason we talk about the DeVoes is because after working with them, you know, like I tell people, it's not me. Like I told you, I'm not a creative person, anything like that. But I spoke the vision to Ronnie. And by speaking the vision to him, it just took over.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I mean, it took over yeah. him. It took over his wife. I mean, and they just became so passionate that they actually just, you know, they made the walk a part of their life's mission to help marriages. And, you know, the same thing we did for their marriage. They want other couples to know, we want you to feel this, because at one point in time, they were going to be getting a divorce. And now their bond is stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. And they're committed to being married for life. But, you know, so, you know, we're just so thankful, you know, when God just brought them into our lives and brought them and gave them a heart for the vision and everything that we do.
Exactly. And the reason why, you know, like Martez said, that, you know, we don't normally talk about clients. They were a previous client, but we can talk about it because at iWalk every year, they share their testimony. They talk about it.
Right.
So they share, they've talked about how much we've helped their marriage on national TV. Like, they talk about it. So that's the only reason why we are able, exactly. We have the liberty to be able to say it.
Because other than that, we wouldn't say it.
But they talk about, you know, and I'm not even going to go into details of their testimony because they share it.
Oh, yeah.
That's if you have never heard their testimony,
you need to definitely
come to the Married for Life Walk, because that is something they always share their testimony. And it's very, they have a powerful testimony as well.
Right.
And they always share it every year at the Married for Life Walk. And so it's like Martez said, so they took it on and they came on as our vision partners. They came on and said, you know what? We want to be a part of y'all board, y'all nonprofit. So they serve on our board of our nonprofit Healing Hearts, Healing Homes.
And they're fully there.
They're fully.
I mean, actually, what Ronnie does is he literally would tell New Edition, on this date, I can't do a concert. But the one time that he actually had to do a concert, he actually flew in
that morning
to be a part, went and did a concert and flew back
for our evening event.
So I'm just saying, when we talk about their commitment and their heart, and that's why we tell people a lot of times, whether we are talking or they're talking, when you hear them, they sound like us. You know, so a person that's a vision that God gave the vision to hear how much it's alive in their hearts, you know, it really encourages you. And you know, we're just so thankful for all that they do, because they really do a lot for the movement.
Exactly. And so like God gave us the walk, and then they came along and said, well, we got to add some music and some dancing up in there. So, you know, for the past three years, we've had the mixer that we do on Saturday evenings, the love celebration that we do on Saturday evenings. But this year, because of COVID and everything, we kind of were trying to cut back a little bit, but we still wanted to be able to have some fun.
Ronnie was like, we still got to have some music.
So,
and that's all he knows.
Yeah.
And Shamar.
Exactly. Both of them. So we come in. So instead of Saturday night, we're doing it Friday, but it's not going to be as, you know, because usually
it'd
be a little formal Saturday night, but this is going to be casual. We're going to have the casual couples conversations. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, of course,
we got
to have some music first, because, you know, Shamar, they want to perform.
Right.
So they normally always perform at our event. So Shamar wants to sing. She got her new album is coming out. So she's going to be singing. We're going to have DJ going to be there.
DJ Shaquem from New Edition.
He's going to be there keeping it all lively and keeping us dancing and stuff. Then after that's over,
we're
going to have bowling. We're going to have game stations where couples can just enjoy the night.
Get to meet each other.
And get to meet each other. We wanted to make sure this year that the couples had a chance to really connect, because through the years, some couples have connected, but we really want to actually have the format where you actually have time to meet people, because this is something that we do yearly. So then these are relationships that you can create with other married couples other couples that are in serious committed relationships.
Right. Cause you know, and that's the point we forgot to say,
right?
Because the Married for Life Walk isn't just for married couples.
Right.
It's for seriously dating or engaged, because we do understand everybody may not be married yet, but you know, if you believe this person is a person that I'm committed to and I really want to spend life with them, then we are saying this is somebody or a couple who can come out to the event because it's just an environment of love.
Yeah.
And so if you're in love with somebody, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be fun. Like every year, it's always, you know, a lot of fun. So in this year, we're really looking forward since we're
this is our fifth year.
Yeah, this is our fifth year. And this year, we're just so excited because we add in the Friday kind of fun night.
Right.
Because usually it's more formal.
Exactly.
But, you know, we add in the fun night with the Friday. So we're really excited about that. And just looking forward to just seeing all the couples come together Saturday, you know, for our time of just emotional bonding and connecting with our loved one and just taking our walk together, you know, just because it's all about strengthening our marital bond or our bond as far as even our emotional bond for couples who are not, you know, who are not married. So we just want you all to come out with us and join us for this year's event because we're just looking forward to it. And we can't say we know it's going to have a major impact. It's going to make an impact on your relationship. Like we can say that. We know that. Like,
and I just say we pray.
And
for those who know, you know, I just tell you, we pray and fast about this.
Yes,
I'm going to just tell you, I take it to God.
The presence is there on Saturday morning for this event. Like Martin said, the presence of the Lord is there.
Yeah.
And with the environment of grace and forgiveness and just healing, you know, it's there. And, you know, and you can feel it. And we're looking forward to that fun night, Friday night. And then our emotional and spiritual and intimate bonding with another on Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
Yes, so we are looking forward to you all joining us.
Yes, and remember, you can buy combo tickets for both events.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy combo tickets for both events. And we want you to always remember, like we always say, healthy marriages or healthy relationships do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback, because it's easy to kind of want to do that. But we want to just make a commitment to accept change without conflict, because we want to just keep growing.
And
we want to keep growing as individuals and as a couple.
Right. And remember, you can find out more at married, the number 4, lifewalk.com. And there you can purchase tickets for the event. And actually, we have things about hotels for those that are coming out of town. We have some room blocks at certain hotels and whatnot. We also, myself being a veteran, there's a way to receive 10% discount. I think it's 10 or 15%. I can't remember exactly, but you'll see it there at when you go about registering and whatnot to let us know so you can still get that discount. And again, thank you for your service.
Exactly. And then I would like to say, if you can't attend, we are a nonprofit. So we have a link there where you can make a donation if you would just like to give a donation, you know, for the cause. It's all helpful.
And also, if you're coming from a church or an organization, please let us know, because we have a way of actually giving back to your to your donation. I mean, give a donation back
to your
organization or ministry for attendance. So let us know. We can tell you more about that.
Exactly. And we have vendor opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Available. And vendor opportunities.
So you just got to email also info at marriedforlifewalk.com for that.
So again, we thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you here same time next Wednesday. We love to hear from you and connect with you. Have a wonderful week.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.